Late last month, the county announced they had obtained an option to purchase property of the Judd Dairy Farm for some $2.2 million. The parcel of 80 acres would replace the 18 acres in Colville City Park, which has hosted the fair for decades. County Manager Tom Fisher said they're planning not just a fair site, but a year-round event center that could host demolition derbies, horse shows, weddings, and trade shows. The Tuesday meeting was held in the Quonset Hut at the current fairgrounds. Fisher said that area is lacking in many respects.
It doesn't have modern facilities. The county hasn't invested in putting modern facilities here. The land is constrained. It has constraints on whether we could expand or not. There's a lot of housing around it, some dense, some not as dense. There's growth pressures. There's houses being built nearby. There's some incompatible uses, and some of that's housing, some of that's farming. And one of the largest things, there's limited parking. You know, those that have experience with the fair over the years know that it's difficult to get people in and out of here. And if we try to grow the event over the years, it will get more and more challenged.
Fisher said the new facility will not be financed out of the general fund. He said the county has put aside some $11 million in transient room tax and restaurant tax funds. Residents asked about the consultant study that said $18 to $24 million could be put into a facility, but County Council member Chris Robinson said they have no inclination to spend that much money anywhere. Public comments came from nearly 20 people who asked about the noise, lights, and especially traffic that would be brought to the rural location, given the county's goal of having activities there all year long. They also asked about utilities. Robinson said for water, they will either develop a well and tank or look to an arrangement with the Hoytsville Pipeline Water Company. For sewer, Tom Fisher said, again, it would either be on site or from a pipeline. Ditt Stoner, a 40-year resident of Hoytsville, said he will support the fair site wherever it goes, but they need to find the right parcel.
I've had a number of people ask me in the past, what could Colville do to get some energy? I said, move the Justice Center back, move the jail back, move some of those services back in town and quit taking it away from town. I feel that this is taking it away from town again. We're going to generate a lot of energy for places that have restaurants, for places that have hotels. That's Park City. The minute you're 3.5 miles from Wanship, you're 5 miles from Colville, I just don't think that this is the greatest spot.
His wife, Jay Stoner, added the site is too far from Colville to benefit the town. She said visitors will come from Wanship, go to an event, and go home. Tom Fisher said the county fair parade would still be held in Colville, but Yale Pace wondered how farm animals will be affected by fireworks at the Hoytsville site. Other speakers said while the fairgrounds should be improved, the county should try to make it work at the current site or within Colville city limits. One making that argument was Tyler Rouser.
Colville City and Summit County should work together to make a better facility here in Colville. I just was elected to the city council. I'll take office the first of the year. I think it's important that we keep this stuff here to help our citizens and our community be a better development. I look at the price tag that you guys have nailed on it. I am a real estate agent, and so I pulled some comparatives. You are way over on what market is doing here in this area. 80 acres sold in Hoytsville on 6/19 of this year for $272,000. That's an average. That's a per acre price of $33.68 per acre. You guys are looking at paying $27,000 an acre. I think there needs to be some pencil sharpening done in that respect as well.
And Dan Twids had a suggestion for the current fairgrounds.
There's quite a few plots of land right around the center here, right near here. And I think if you waved a check of $2 million in the air, you might find a buyer or a seller right around here. And you don't have to do anything about the infrastructure because it's already there.
Residents said whatever other changes happen, the fair should stay in North Summit. Michelle Williams also talked about a year-round event center.
And I realize the difficulty in finding a location, but we have to do what we have to do, and I think it needs to be in this part of the county. A lot of the comments have been directed that when we talk 52 weeks a year of events, we're not talking about events that always bring in thousands of people. We're talking about an event center where we can have family parties. I know we have a person that does catering that travels all over the place because we have no place in this area to hold an event for 100 people or something like that. And I think that it's important to realize that we're not always talking about events that are going to bring in thousands of people.
Tyler Larson said that Heber, where he spent his childhood, has changed. He said the same will happen in North Summit.
I mean, I know I can tell you folks, as honest as I stand here, you build this facility, and you'll change this valley forever. It will never go back. And that's a shame. I knew eventually it would happen. I mean, a lot of people get rich, and people in Heber got rich. But we're one of the last valleys that isn't full of pollution. You bring a bunch of cars, the cars cause it.
Resident Tyler Larson. The land option has until the end of 2016 to be exercised. Fisher said in the meantime, if the county decides to go ahead, they will pursue design and a conditional use permit approval from Planning Commission. He said they would aim to have the 2017 county fair at the new site, though it may not be complete by then. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.